Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Deep. Reigning national champions remain undefeated. They exorcise the demons by defeating the University of Michigan 27-9.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Gus Johnson with the call a couple weeks ago when Ohio State beat Michigan, knocked the Wolverines out of the college football playoff, and advanced to the Big Ten title game, where they would obviously lose to Indiana. We've got some breaking news coming out of the University of Michigan. I'm going to tell you about it in a second, but first we got to tell you about our show sponsor, BetMGM. Because the NBA Cup is heating up. Today's Odds Boost token will crank up the intensity. Use your token on any NBA Cup bet to get a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. The breaking news involving the University of Michigan is an absolute stunner. ESPN's Adam Schefter, along with Pete Thamel and Dan Wetzel, reporting, and this is everywhere now, that Michigan has fired head coach Sherrone Moore. So again, Sherrone Moore fired by Michigan on Wednesday, December 10th. Wetzel adding that the firing is for cause. So I read that as nothing to do with all the violations with when Jim Harbaugh was the coach when Michigan won the national championship. I kind of view this as being a separate issue. Trey Wallace, who covers college sports for Fox and for OutKick, tweeted, "The school has been investigating a situation inside the building for the past few weeks." Here's my read on this. And again, Sherrone Moore fired by Michigan. We are like way past the point on the calendar where a team and a school like Michigan should be firing a coach. And remember what we were saying about James Franklin and Penn State before. I think Penn State like did a really nice job by hiring Matt Campbell. But when Penn State fired James Franklin, what the school said was they wanted to get ahead of the coaching search, right? They wanted to land the best candidate. And then it took them forever. And they swung and missed on a number of candidates. And I like the hiring of Matt Campbell. But they wanted to get ahead of it, right? Because we have seen all the coveted coaches get hired. Lane Kiffin is at LSU. James Franklin, Virginia Tech. Matt Campbell at Penn State. Alex Golish at Auburn. John Sumrall at Florida. Ryan Silverfield at Arkansas. Onward, and etc. We have seen all these big universities and all these big programs fill their head coaching vacancies. So the fact that Michigan is firing Sherrone Moore today on December 10th means that this is something that has happened recently. Because if they were going to fire him for something that had to do with like Connor Stallions or whatever when Jim Harbaugh was the coach and they basically cheated to win a national championship, which I would have done also, well worth it to win a natty. If that were the case, they would have fired Sherrone Moore a month ago. They would not have waited this long because now they're behind the eight ball. And it's almost time for the portal to open. And national signing day is come and gone. So this is not like they've been sitting on this for a while. Okay, and now we've got this from the University of Michigan. So this is from Michigan, who just put out this release. Quote, "Following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member, this conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy. So look, I don't know this, but what does that mean? It means that Sharon Moore is hooking up with a staff member, right? Like that's obviously what, I guess it could be something else. I got to tell you something, man. It is amazing to me. It really is. And look, I've been, since the day I met my wife, and I don't say this, I'm not looking for credit or a pat on the back or an attaboy. Since the day I met my wife, before we were boyfriend, girlfriend, I have not even like touched outside of like platonically hugging or whatever another woman. Like you have so much to lose, right? You have so much to lose. I feel like I have a lot to lose. Forget about your job. Like with your family. I always find the credit that like, I got that you're in a position like this. You're the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, and like you can't stop yourself. You can't stop yourself. So we don't know the full details, but it's like, man, with everything to lose, you can't just. And I don't want to speculate here. I need to stop because we don't know the full story here. But it's just like, come on, man. You can't hold back. Like really? With your awesome job, you can't stop yourself. Yes. And this confirms what I was saying, right? And this is all a breaking news situation, right? As Michigan fires Sharon Moore. If Michigan were firing him for something related to what happened when Jim Harbaugh was the coach, they would have done it already. They're not waiting until December 10th. With all that coaches getting hired, you don't think they would have wanted to talk to Lane Kiffin? I'm not saying Lane would have gone there or John Sumrall would have gone there. That's not what I'm saying. But you don't think Michigan would have been interested in talking to Matt Campbell? Of course they would have. Biff Poggi or Podgy, whatever, the guy that was the interim coach for Michigan, which Sharon Moore was suspended. I got to tell you, what a circus this has been for Michigan. At least they did win the national championship. Like that did, it's all worth it for that national, and it really is. It's all worth it for that national championship. I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Honestly, like maybe their best course of action, and this is all happening in real time in the moment. Is their best course of action like to let, have an interim coach next season and figure it out next year and just take it on the chin next year? Is that it? How about this for everybody to consider? Bryce Underwood, Michigan's true freshman quarterback from this year, is like an alien. Like could be future, not just first round pick in the NFL, like number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Like that's the upside for Bryce Underwood. Is he going to want to come back to Michigan now? Like what happens now? Like the domino effect here in college football is crazy. Where if you can take Michigan out of the equation next year in the Big Ten, and I have no idea what they're going to do with coach, you could take him out of the equation and Underwood potentially leaves. I'm speculating. I have no idea if that's going to, maybe he stays. But I think we can all agree. This would increase the likelihood that maybe he bounces, right? Like maybe that could happen. This is a piece of news that will have major ramifications on the sport of college football here. And I'll tell you, you're one of these college football teams with deep pockets. You got a lot of NIL money to spend. And you need a quarterback. How are you not on the phone with Bryce Underwood and his team and his reps to try and bring him in? This is a story we'll absolutely be following here. But Sharon Moore, like, this is like the old Mike Ditka bit on ESPN, on ESPN NFL Countdown. Sharon Moore, stop it. Like, just like, you know, my friend, I went to college with him. For people that know KFC, Barstool, Kevin Clancy, we went to Fordham together. He has a great line, which I won't say the full line. I will just summarize it with the acronym. JJO. Like, JJO, buddy. Like, come on. Like, so much to lose, and you can't keep it in. Give it a rest here. Sharon Moore fired with cause by the University of Michigan. You better you bet on this Wednesday. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger joins us in about 10 minutes. All right, we're behind the eight ball now talking about week 15 in the NFL. We're going to get to every, that's the plan, is to get to every game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. What a segue, right? Let's go to now. Let's go from a team that fired their coach for cause to a team that the fan base wants to like burn down the stadium right now. The Philadelphia Eagles, where Nick Sirianni was asked at a press conference today in Philadelphia if the team would consider benching Jalen Hurts. I know he's not playing great. He was the Super Bowl MVP 10 months ago. He's not getting benched. There's no way. What a ridiculous thing to talk about. The Eagles are 11-point favorites against the Raiders on Sunday. Total of the game, a blistering 38. Geno Smith is not expected to play. That news broke earlier, which means it will be last year's Eagles backup quarterback, Kenny Pickett, starting for the Raiders. I was going to say, did anyone catch the end of the Raiders game last week? But I think everybody did that bets on sports, right? With the way the game ended and everyone very mad at Pete Carroll. Geno Smith has been so bad, and I am not a Kenny Pickett fan. I don't like that he took his ball and went home from the Pittsburgh Steelers because they signed Russell Wilson. No, they did not do. They signed Russell Wilson, and I don't want to compete. I'll go be a backup for my childhood team. I didn't like that. I'm not a huge Kenny Pickett. I'm not saying he's not a nice guy. I'm not a Kenny Pickett fan. Geno Smith has been so bad this season for the Raiders, you can easily make a case that the Raiders have upgraded here at quarterback with Kenny Pickett. That's how bad Geno. It has nothing to do with Pickett and everything to do with Geno Smith. Now, that doesn't mean I want to bet the Raiders. I don't know, though, how you get to the window laying 11 points with the Eagles and this offense right now, even against a bad Raiders defense. I don't know how you do it. Maybe Lane Johnson will be back. We'll see over the course of the week. This game looks like a pass to me right now. I would have been interested in the Raiders with Pickett, but I need 13 to make that bet. This game looks like a pass for me. Jaguars and the Jets on Sunday in Jacksonville. Jacksonville, a 12.5-point home favorite. Total 41.5. So we don't know who the Jets starting quarterback is going to be. Neither Justin Fields nor Tyrod Taylor practicing today for Gang Green. And if neither plays, Brady Cook will be the starting. You can't say some of these names without laughing. Brady Cook will start at quarterback for the Jets. If Brady Cook's the quarterback and the number is 12.5, I'll be into the Jacksonville Jaguars. I will be. If it's Tyrod or Justin Fields, though, and this is the number, I think it's the Jets. The Jets, somewhat respectable. I know last week against Miami didn't go well. The Dolphins are playing really good football right now, and Tyrod got hurt in that game, and then here's Brady Cook. So a lot to be figured out in this game. I kind of need to know who the quarterback's going to be before we have a strong betting conversation about that game. And just last one to get in here before the end of the hour. The Texans are favored by 9.5 against Arizona, 42.5 the total. Everyone's hurt for the Cardinals. We don't know if Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to play. I don't want to bet the Texans laying a price like this just because the offense isn't very good. I'm probably going to pass the Texans and the Cardinals. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will get to the rest of the games in week 15. We'll talk baseball, we'll talk hoops, but Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger kicks it off right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.